With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for Friday. Yes, Friday. We've made a Friday. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack. Producer Adam Crowley in his spot. Shelby Cassesi, she is in with us again today. So there is that. With everything, I say, good morning to you, Chris. How is everything?
It's great. Ready for Friday. Ready for the weekend. That sums it up. We feel that way every Friday.
Yeah, Shelby, how are you? Everything well?
Great. Remembered my coffee this morning. Remembered my allergy sprays, so we're right on track.
Yeah, how many times do you spray? You put that in your nose and spray it?
Twice a day.
Two times a day. Okay. Ooh,
I got to keep the allergies at bay.
Seems like it. Now, Crowley has a big uphill battle this weekend. He said it at the very end of his show, and he kind of just dropped it and ran from it, which is understandable. You are all by yourself this weekend. Do you have a checklist, a to-do list, a spreadsheet? How are you going to keep this child alive?
Yeah, it's really just one foot in front of the other here, Colin.
Uh-huh.
My wife said, hey, what are you going to feed her on Saturday? I said, I don't know. It's not Saturday yet. What are you going to do on Sunday? I don't know. We're not there yet. It's just about the next thing right in front of my face. My daughter's 2.5.
Yeah.
She never stops. I don't sleep at all. I'm exhausted. I'm going to have to play man-to-man coverage all by myself.
Well, here's the thing. It's going to be ungodly hot. On I think tomorrow towards the afternoon or whatever, maybe Sunday even. Do you have a kiddie pool?
Sprinkler in the backyard is a big move.
Yep.
Yeah.
Tire her ass out.
Right. Yep. So that's the move. I mean, this is very simple. You do that. You have one of those kiddie pools or a hose. If you ever see, when my kids were like 2.5, 3 years old, I lived in a different house than I live in now. I would, if you've ever seen way back in like the 60s on college campuses, the war protesters, I would spray my kids with a hose like that. That's the move. And they would go flailing across the yard.
But they love it.
Yes.
That's the difference.
Yes. But if you can ramp it up, get it moving, it would look like, you know, somewhere in, you know, at Berkeley.
Cal Berkeley, yeah. 1968.
And they go rolling down the grass. That's, if you can get that maneuver going, then they get, you think like, wow, what am I doing here? But they love it.
I'll hook it up to the fire hydrant if I have to.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So.
Guess I shouldn't leave that on the jet setting. Yes. Should probably.
Good move is this. If you want to take the real dad work out of any of this, sprinkler, if like we have a basketball hoop, but you can have anything. Find a high point, a gutter, something like this, Shelby. Listen to this tip. Get your hose, set it to, like, clip it to where it's on all the time, and just tie it to something high, like a shower sort of effect. I do that. Like that's what I would do with my kids. Tie it to the basketball hoop and just let it rain
down.
Rain on me. Like that. All over the place. That's another good one. Any high point. Or if you have a deck to the deck, and then you could go underneath the deck, kind of. There you are.
Do they still make Crazy Daisy sprinklers? Do you guys remember those?
No.
No. Oh. Tell me what that is. Is it like
I think it might be a millennial thing. It's based on Adam's reaction. It's a sprinkler that I had when I was a kid. You stick it in the ground to connect it to the hose, and it's a flower.
Oh, I see.
And it goes back and forth like this. Yeah. And it's a fun version of the sprinkler. Definitely more of a shiny toy object.
One called the Hydro Swirl, excuse me.
I feel like sprinklers have upped their game.
They have.
They go
wild. But here's the thing. The more you put water into one of those things and it moves around, it loses its velocity.
Yeah.
Like it kind of.
Yeah,
it's not as fast.
I feel like you're gonna get more out of Crazy Daisy, or I don't even. I think it's out of circulation, unfortunately. RIP Crazy Daisy. But
at what age do slip and slides get tiresome? because my son's nine, and it was back in like March where we had like 165 degree day, and he wanted to slip and slide out I remember the first time you dive down onto that thing, and there's a rock underneath it, mm-hmm. and it catches you right between the ribs. I was done with slip and slides early.
I never was a slip and slide person, and I'll tell you why. It invariably creates mud. There's no way you can do it without mud. And it just gets messy, and slip and slides are kind of, I don't know, you do them once, two times, sure. and then... Now, the slip and slide is good if it ends in a gigantic pool of water or a body of water.
Mm-hmm.
I've
mm-hmm.
seen that set up where you do a slip and slide off a ledge into like a river. There you go.
Right.
We did a huge slip and slide my senior year of high school with my volleyball team. We had a camp, and we ended the camp at someone's house, and her dad put a massive tarp down this big hill that they had in their backyard. And it wasn't your, you know, Walgreens slip and slide. It was a good time. There was all sorts of, I mean, we had a blast. That was the last time I did one. I don't think I can top it.
Yeah. It's not worth the payoff in the end.
Oh, man. We had a slip and slide at the old place in Morgantown. We called it the law firm. A house behind us burned down. I mean, it was all your cliche college town, Morgantown stuff. But we would put the slip and slide on the big rolling West Virginia hill. Get hammered, and we would go down it like 65 times in an afternoon, and it never got old.
No?
Never. It was a blast.
Almost heaven.
I would rather sled ride than slip and slide.
I'd rather slip and slide.
You'd rather slip
really?
And slide?
Me too.
Wow. I'd rather sled ride too.
Snow in your clothes is not experience.
I don't like mud. I'm not a big mud kind of guy. And again, I've never been around a slip and slide that didn't at some point accumulate mud.
Or, and maybe it was just the slip and slides where I was slip and sliding as a kid. There was always some, I swear to God, it doesn't matter how clear that ground looks. There's always some sort of lump in the ground that ends up hitting you and making it feel like you just took a shiv between the ribs.
That's where the alcohol comes in, Chris.
Yeah.
Personal question here, Shelby, but I don't care. Whenever you had the volleyball party, okay, did you guys sneak alcohol at all?
No, it was parental. Parentally supervised. That would have made it better, though.
You think so? Yeah, yeah. But this team was big. The reunion and everything, state champions, all of it.
Hall of Fame. Because of the slip and slide, probably.
Yes.
A great team bonding experience.
Yeah.
Seems like it. It's one of the most high-profile teams in Illinois history.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, that's what I hear. This volleyball. What volleyball team was it? What was the team?
For Marion Central.
Marion Central state champs.
Third place, champs.
Sectional champs, right?
Your final four.
Good enough. There
final
go.
Four.
Yeah.
Final
Spend
four.
Less time on the slip and slide. Maybe.
Yeah, right. I know. What are
Get
we
in
doing?
The gym, start hitting balls around. Did you have, but you got in your Hall of Fame for being third place.
It was the most successful team in school history to that point.
Of any sport or just volleyball?
Just volleyball.
Wow. How about Shelby's a Hall of Famer? Did you get like your is there a picture of your team like this up in the rafters now at your school?
I don't think. Oh, we had there's a big you know they have signs for all the
there's a banner
all the
Does it say Shelby Cassessi up in the rafters.
No, it
like,
doesn't.
If I went to a basketball game at your school. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Would
you will
I
not see my name?
Would I see a denotation of that team though? Somewhere?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow, Shelby.
And for some so we were at the
now
school,
she's mad. Listen,
we were at the school for this. Hall of Fame induction, and they have, you know, you get the big class composites for each year.
Sure.
And for some reason, ours is the first one you see in the hallway. They picked certain years to put in the hallway, and ours is the first one right when you walk in. Really not sure why that was
badass.
Decision on that.
Shelby, you're tall. Were you at the net just like spiking
Smashing
balls off
people.
Dudes' faces, chicks' faces?
I'm not as tall as you think I would be.
It's just a game, Fokker.
But girls typically grew past me at a certain point. I was really tall for a while, and then by 15, 16, the other girls were
Everybody
spiking up to 6 foot, 6'2", 6'3", and it was a downhill ride from there.
All right. Shelby's volleyball. What was the mascot of your high school?
Hurricanes.
Oh.
Nice.
Oh.
Okay. The Hurricanes in Illinois.
Yeah,
I
know. Watch
exactly.
But I think that's one. You know, here's the thing. They change nicknames all the time. This is something that's interesting to me. Will it ever get to the point where people are, and I thought about this when Miami had to change a name or had to change a game like a couple years ago because of a literal hurricane.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I mean, there was a real hurricane coming, and Miami had to move a game a day. Will there be anybody who's so offended at some point in life that they have to change natural disaster nicknames? Because Newcastle is the Hurricanes. No Hurricanes mm-hmm. in Newcastle. But will somebody say, you know what? And they don't have a point, but they think they will. There's a loss of life with hurricanes. People get Haiti. It's awful. It got
obliterated. I can't believe you want to celebrate that.
Why do you want to celebrate that with your team nickname? That's nothing to celebrate, a hurricane. You know what we do during hurricanes? We leave. If we stay, we board up our house. And you know what happens after hurricanes? The coroner has to come because people die. So why is that our team nickname? That's so offensive. Do you think anybody will ever?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Shelby in the flat, yes.
Absolutely someone will say that.
At some point, our team nicknames will they just be colors?
The colors, yeah.
You have to pick something scary for a mascot.
It's not allowed.
We've already trended not towards allowed. Just being just like go big red,
right?
Go orange.
Go orange.
We're halfway there.
Right. I bet someone will write a letter.
Mean green.
Right. You can't be the Hurricanes.
Those trees at Stanford, man, I'll tell you something. Trees fall.
Yes.
People get hurt.
They're the cardinal.
You can hear
Singular.
Trees scream when they come
They are
down.
The cardinal. They got the, don't they have that goofy looking Christmas tree
they
mascot
do.
Running around though?
But they also have that band that just does wacky stuff and offends everyone, mm-hmm. which is hilarious. But yeah, the Hurricanes. The Hurricanes.
Speaking of bands,
here we go.
My favorite Adam is the pride of West Virginia.
You like them?
They're
you know,
great.
I will say this as an observation of college football, and I've seen college football in many different stadiums, many different venues. People always say that when they do Country Roads, it's great. It might be, but that's not it. When they do Simple Gifts is much better.
Bingo.
I may be in the minority of in that.
When the band plays it?
Yes. They all come together and they do this like sort of circle kind of job. And they hit a crescendo right when they go, and it like folds out. You know what I'm talking? It looks like a domino sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a better song than Country Roads, that Simple Gift song. And because I pay attention to the bands at halftime when I cover a game or go to a game. That hits. That hits.
I was there this year for the first time after the pandemic. And when this came on.
That's a better song than Country Roads.
I got tears in my eyes. Hadn't gone anywhere in like a year. And they bust out Simple
but
Gifts.
It speeds up towards the end. Like, if you fast forward, it speeds up. And then the band, like, does this thing where they all fold together and come together. And then they scramble around in the middle of the field, the band does.
You know what you need to show these two during the break? The Jack Fleming cold open over Simple
you've
Gifts.
Heard that, right?
Have you seen that?
Yes.
Okay.
When he does that at Halloween.
The Halloween one.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It's the
With
best
Joe Paterno, the ghost.
Yes.
He has ghosts.
Here's where it
right
picks up.
That.
Skeletons.
Yeah.
This is where
skeletons.
Things got emotional.
The very end of it is where it hits.
They're about to hit it right here, I think.
Yeah. That part. And they do this, like, formation. Like, I've seen Texas's band. I've seen Stanford's band. I've seen Michigan. Penn State's band is incredible. That part there. People are, like, weeping in the stands.
I got tears in my eyes.
I know.
Right now.
Pitt's band is great.
There's just something about... There's something about that. I would go cover those games when I was working down there. And, the team was decent at the time. But I'm like, I can't wait to hear the pride of West Virginia. I get to stand right in front of them. Pretty Fly for a White Guy, an all-time classic from the pride of West Virginia.
You know, Ohio State does a bunch of great stuff, too. Ohio State is really big on what they do in terms of formations. And they do, like, they'll do, like a moving train or something. Like, they'll do all kinds of things that you see it from the sky, and you're like, oh, my gosh, look at that formation.
They dot the I, too.
And I'm not into
deal.
Bands. I just, it's just observation.
Yeah, me too. I'm not into bands, but West Virginia got it on lock.
Big band guy over here.
Yeah. You are?
Oh, I love the pomp and circumstance.
Were you in the band, Crowley?
Oh, of course not. I did fake it with clarinet in high school. Everyone else would be performing, and I would just, diddle my fingers a little bit. Yeah, just
they
pretend.
Were, best line ever about bands. They were going, and there was something about music. They had on a musical guest on game day one time, and it may have been like, I forget who was big, and they were talking about their football team, and then they went down the list of like Aerosmith and whatever, and they said, and Bino was on, said, Bino, who's your favorite band? He said, Ohio State.
When you know, you know.
Yes. But hey, the guy was like Aerosmith. Somebody else was like Guns N' Roses. I said, Pino, who's your favorite band? Ohio State, which is a legendary line. It's
I incredible. Respect the commitment.
Yes, right? The commitment to the bit all the way through. Yep. Absolutely. La Canfora, he joins at 9 o'clock. Jason La Canfora, we're excited to talk to him. Amy Schuneman from the WPIL, she brings us up to speed for the kind of the final time going into the summer, and there is a lot going on. Somebody's going, forget bands, somebody's going to now see Song Girls. That's a big thing. That is a big, you know what Song Girls are?
No.
Type it in.
Okay.
Type it in.
Can I do it on the work computer?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So, and by the way, the USC band, they do all kinds. You ever see them do California Love?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
USC?
That's
got to be epic.
Oh, it's unbelievable. They do it all the time. They do it in, like when they get a first down, they'll do like a brief little snippet. Type it in real quick, Crowley, before you.
Like that?
Yeah. Type in USC band California Love and see if they have it on the internet. They do it like sometimes in between first downs.
I heard
that's probably great.
Their director also just got $3.5 million, too.
Yes. Did it come up at all on YouTube? Do they have any of them?
Let's click it in.
USC band California Love.
I'm on it.
Let's see if they have it. It's and they do a full form one.
But then they.
It's incredible.
Let's go.
I mean,
it's a Friday.
It's all, LA's a whole different universe.
Oh, yeah.
A whole.
Uh-huh.
And then sometimes they'll just cut her off real quick, like for after a first down. They'll just play that much.
What a spectacle.
Tell me that
this
doesn't
is.
Get
That's
you moving
great.
If you're a football player.
I think, like, you guys need to start every Friday with it.
That's not a bad idea.
I keep catching myself doing the middle-aged white guy lower lip bite while I'm dancing.
Oh, yeah, get the white guy fist bump going, too.
Ready? I mean, this is... That
Love
is
it.
Something. I've seen that live, and it was like the stadium. They don't get a ton of people for non-huge games, but I was at a USC Notre Dame game, and they would like play little snippets of that before, like after first downs, and people go wild. Then they played the whole thing at halftime. Crazy. I know. Anyway, we have a show to do. Hello.
Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.